Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show, and I'm Stacy's son, Clark, and here to tell you about it. There are two women wrestling with things of this broken and beautiful life. Each week, they will tackle a topic in a transparent, sometimes distracted, but always fun way that hopefully encourages and challenges you. They will break down each topic by looking at it through four lenses: ourselves, God, our people, and our community. They will then give you a task to go forth with. Vaya con Dios.
Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Stacy.
And happy middle of September. I don't know. Here we are in September of 2022 talking about trust. And like we do, we talk about it through our four lenses. Last week, we talked about it through the lens of ourselves. And this week, we're going to talk about faith and kind of look at faith through the lens of trust and trust through the lens of faith and talk about what that looks like. And I'm looking forward to this conversation, Stace. I have a lot of thoughts on this conversation. Sometimes we enter conversations and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to say. But today I have a lot of thoughts. So I'm excited for you to lead us through.
Yeah. Well, this is huge. It's huge. This is a huge topic. So yes. I'll start by saying we are going to be touching on it barely. So
barely touching the surface.
Yeah. As we typically do. I mean, at least my purpose here is to like start a thought process going in my own head. This is just my own group therapy, everybody, my own verbal processing, this podcast that we have as I work through things in my own life and my own brain. I'm constantly trying to learn and grow. And I think Jackie and I just share that. And that's what we're doing here. That's kind of our purpose. Would you agree, Jackie?
Absolutely. 100%.
Awesome. Awesome. So, you know, even though this is a gigantic topic, like we're not going to solve your questions on trusting God or creating a faith or extending your faith or reinvigorating your faith, or I don't even know. But you probably could teach us some stuff. So feel free to chime in on our social media.
Totally.
We totally welcome that. But this is just so typically our podcast, we talk about the topic through the lens. And then at the end of an episode, we have this thing called a Vaya con Dios, where it's like a little go with God and go out into the world. Here's a little action item for you. You know, we just started scratching the surface with this thing, this topic. And now what are you going to do? Like, here's something else you can take with you as you go.
Right.
And so I wanted to start with our Vaya con Dios today instead. And we'll
look
just put together.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, mixing it up a little bit. Because I want to tell you guys this. I had this beautiful moment that I've shared with a few people, but I just had this beautiful moment. As maybe if you're a longtime listener, first time caller, that's not true. If you've listened at all to our podcast, you know that I have been running with Yvonne for like 18 years. And she and I run on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings. And then I come home, and except for Wednesdays when Jackie and I have the morning show, I sit and I read and I drink my coffee and I just have like my moment and my time where I'm just chilling in my house. And I read the Bible, or I maybe read like something about God or something that's going to help me get some deep thoughts, or I journal or I write down some stuff. And sometimes it's a prayer. Sometimes it's an angry rant. I mean, who knows? And on Friday morning, I was sitting there with my coffee and I was reading the Bible, and I was just sitting there and I was just struck by all that I have, you know. And I know that this comes from, you know, I live in this Western privileged, whatever society. And so that's the place that I'm sitting in, is I'm looking around the home that I live in, and it's not mine. I'm renting it. And I just thought, I'm safe. I have this beautiful space, and you guys see it every Wednesday morning on our morning show, part of it, a bookshelf that holds books. And I just started looking around my room and I just lost it. I started crying. I was sobbing. And I was thinking about how, you know, my own experience, I will not diminish it by saying other people have had it worse than me and whatever, because I've, you know, but my own life, I've had challenges. And I just sat there in that moment, just feeling like grateful, content, and just like so like trustworthy. And so that's where, you know, this month we're talking about trust. And I just like had so much trust for God having been with me. You know, I've talked about like during the Christmas time, we sing Emmanuel and, you know, but Emmanuel is like God with us. And I just sat there in this moment of just really being grateful that God was with me in all of that. All of my struggle and going through a divorce, going through the greatest despair of my entire life. And yet here I am, I'm safe. I have food, I have clothing, I have a couch, I'm sitting on a chair that's cushy, I have a blanket. I mean, I have so much.
Yeah.
And I tell you guys this story because I wanted to walk us all through a little moment because I want to share with you all what I was feeling and experiencing on Friday morning. And again, sometimes I am lamenting during that time. Sometimes I'm angry ranting. Sometimes I am raw and real. And at all of those times and in all of those feelings and all of that stuff, I do trust and I believe that, you know, God is with me. God is Emmanuel. And so the Vaya con Dios for today would be to sit and look around you. And I'm going to read something over everybody right now. And it's from the Message version of the Bible. So like the Bible has been translated all these different ways, you guys, in different languages and different people and really groups of people usually translate the Bible from like the original Hebrew or Greek or whatever into like the language of the day. Like the King James version of the Bible is all thous and these and shalls and stuff like that. And I'm reading from the Message version, which was one guy. Eugene Peterson? Eugene? Correct. Is that his first name?
Yep.
One guy translated the entire Bible into like modern day language, and it's called the Message version. And so I'm going to read from Matthew 6, 22 and 23. And so Jesus is speaking and he says, "Your eyes are windows into your body. If you open your eyes wide in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light. If you live squinty-eyed in greed and distrust, your body is a dark, dank cellar. If you pull the blinds on your windows, what a dark life you will have." And so I just wanted to give us all like a moment together to have our Vaya con Dios together, where we are going to open the windows, you know, into our body, opening our eyes wide in wonder and belief. Because if we look back, you know, that cheesy, Jackie, that cheesy, footprints in the sand. It's always like, I call it cheesy only because sometimes like the artwork is kind of cheesy that they cut comes on.
Right.
Is everybody familiar with that poem where it's, you know, I had a dream. I was walking on the beach with God and I looked back at the footprints in the sand and I saw in the worst times, there was only one set of footprints and you're like, God, where were you during those times? And God says, you know, my child or something, it was then that I carried you during those times. And that's why there's only one set of footprints in the sand. And it's honestly a really incredible poem.
Yeah.
Even though the artwork is pretty cheesy. And so, Jackie, I want to ask you to sit in this moment. I want you to think about, and you don't have to share with us like your darkest times. Really. But I want you to take a moment to think, and all of our listeners as well, to sit and think for a moment of some times when you can look back. Imagine you are that person in that footprints in the sand poem, and you're chilling, walking along the beach with God. And then you stop and look back and you see those times. And so I think that trusting someone is like trusting in our faith has to do with like our history a little bit too. And if we look back, can you think of some times, can you feel or think of times when you really were carried And so I want to give us all just like this space in this moment to I'm going to read this, you know, when Jesus was speaking in Matthew 6, he's like addressing this whole crowd. And he says, you know, your eyes are windows into your body. If you open your eyes wide in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light. And so I want us to look back, open our eyes wide right now, you guys. Okay. Think about some times that you've experienced. And it, sometimes it's easier to have hindsight 2020 to look back, no matter what baloney we're, you know, what miry clay or terrible soup we're floating in right now. We're looking back. Can you think of a time, Jackie, that you would like to share with us that you really trust God now because of what you've experienced before? And if you want to take a minute to think about it, I can share something too, but I want to give us all that space.
Yeah, I can think of several, honestly, right off the top of my head. But I think part of that is because I've made a habit of remembering those times intentionally for that very reason. And you know, what's interesting to me as I think about trusting God and is he trustworthy? Sometimes I think, especially when you're young, we want to blame God for the things that don't go the way we think they should go. Mm-hmm. Right. But the real depth of my relationship with God are the times that looking back and reflect on that he felt trustworthy to me were actually just moments exactly what you're talking about. Just when he was there with me, mm-hmm. not that necessarily I was praying that he would change anything and then it changed, but that he was walking with me through those things. So the thing that one of the moments that comes up for me in my memory is I was 22 and had graduated from college and moved to Orange County without knowing anyone except a boy, of course. And then the boy and I broke up. And so I was in Orange County alone and just super lonely and didn't feel like I really had a purpose, didn't really have friends. And I remember often I would just strap on my rollerblades, grab my Walkman, and put on my biker shorts, and I would go down to the water and I would rollerblade up and down the coast, and I would just listen to worship music. And I was so just despondent, really. I was despondent. Mm-hmm. But God showed up for me in those moments, and it sounds so hooey wooey, but I just didn't.
Hooey wooey. How do we spell that?
I don't know. Yeah, that's one of those made up words that we like to come up with. But and that's the first one that comes right immediately to to mind for me when you ask that question. What about you?
Oh yeah, and I know for surezies that I have shared this before, but I don't mind sharing it yet again, is that when my poor son is like, you didn't want me. And I'm like, I just didn't plan for you, son.
Right.
You know, the first time I thought I was going to be divorced, or one of the 10th millionth times I thought I was going to be divorced. And then I found out I was pregnant, and that was the most, I don't think I've actually shared that exact detail before, but that was the most devastated I had been until I actually did go through the divorce. And it was at that time that I was like, what the heck? I have journals and journals filled with me just being like, what the hell, God? Yeah. Are you kidding me that this is what? Like, nothing was pointing this direction. And now, like, this is what you have for me. And I was just like devastated. Mm. And you guys, my son is the most like happy-go-lucky kid, and has been always being born out of such like anger and frustration and devastation, I guess. And he is an amazing, beautiful miracle gift.
He is. Yes.
But at that time, I drew so close. It was like the deepest time that I had drawn to God so far. But that's in my despair is when, like, I've really found God to be trustworthy, I guess. And that's why me having, like, when I had this little moment that I felt kind of devastated on Friday of, like, joy and happiness and, like, look what I have. It's like I wanted to – I was like, wow, this is kind of new for me is having – instead of despair where I'm drawing close to God, you know, like this new moment of like really just celebrating wherever I am right now, even though I'm also in a hard season. And I don't think we're ever just not in a hard season of life.
Right. It's so funny because on Saturday, I actually posted something very similar to that. And I had a super similar experience. I just was like, I posted, I'm like, just this simple, like, I have clean sheets I'm going to put on my bed and sleep on tonight. And I just took a quick trip to the grocery store for a couple things. And even now saying it out loud, it sounds so dumb, but, and listening to my son kind of like laugh with his friends, those three things, I was just so struck with gratitude. And then the gratitude like multiplied when I like felt the gratitude. And then I was like, I'm content. And now I'm grateful for my contentment because I mean, I could be sitting here like complaining about the fact. I mean, listen, I could come up with 100 things to be like irritated and complain about.
Yes.
Is not a problem, right? Like, I could do that. But I wasn't feeling that way. I was just feeling gratitude for super simple things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was grateful that I felt that. I was like, that's what contentment is. And what a joy. Mm-hmm. Like, what a joy. You could be a multi-millionaire surrounded by all this stuff in the world and not be content. And so what a gift it is when God gives us that moment, that those open eyes, you know?
Yeah.
How funny that we both experience that within a day of each other.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well, here's what I really like brought about is that I don't know if anybody else, and I know it's true because I saw a Saturday Night Live skit about Zillow. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty funny.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh. It's like, ooh, you just wrap yourself up in your bed, you know, and you turn on, you know, like Zillow. They were like, ooh, how many bedrooms is it? You know, an indoor laundry room. Ooh, it was like.
Like dreaming about a better house.
Like,
basically.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
like,
got
instead
it.
Of Netflix and chill, you're going to Zillow and chill. It was so, so fun. I don't know what it is. It was just funny. I probably don't even remember about it, but I find myself, you guys, because like I had a house that I rent and I rented that out so I could buy my dream house. And then I had to sell them. I got divorced and I had to sell my house and it had a swimming pool. I don't know if I told everybody that. I had a house with a swimming pool in it in my backyard and it was like my dream. Like, oh. And so I'm just renting a house now. And sometimes I just get like sad about it, I guess, you know, which isn't that stupid. I know. I have a place to live. And, you know, so sometimes I just get a little bit lost in the realtor.com world or, you know, and just like what I want and what I don't have. And I get a little bit like slightly obsessive. And so for me to have this moment of just like, I am so grateful to have a place to live right now. Mm-hmm. And it's so safe and beautiful and wonderful. And I'm trying to cultivate that and practice this gratitude instead of, like you said, there's 100 million things I could be complaining about.
Yep.
I don't own a house right now. And sometimes that makes me feel like I'm less of an adult because I'm spending all my money on law school instead.
Right.
And like, I'm just doing a different kind of investment right now.
You're investing in yourself for sure.
Yeah. But, and I'll keep going back to this. I'm going to read it again because Jackie, this described what you experienced on Saturday was what Jesus was saying in Matthew 6:22, which is your eyes are windows into your body. If you open your eyes wide in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light. And the reason we're talking about this in trustworthiness, like trusting, is because like the opposite is greed and distrust. Like Jesus says, if you live squinty-eyed in greed and distrust, your body is a dank cellar, right? So it's a dark life. Open those eyes and look back and practice this gratitude and that will fill you with contentment, because trust is built, right? We can trust God or have in our faith because God has proven himself trustworthy, like you said. And we can look back and see, like, we're alive. Everyone listening, 100%, you're alive right now. So
I think we should put that on a cheesy poster. If you're reading this right now, you're alive.
There's a 100% chance you're alive right now.
Since, oh my god,
87% of statistics are made up on the spot. So I mean,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Exactly. It's good.
Oh my gosh,
I love it.
So, Jackie, I am curious though, because you started out, I was like, I want to take us in this direction of like be starting with this, like gratitude, cultivating contentment, because, and then we can look back and see like a history. And that's why trusting and having faith is not stupid and super foolish. But I am curious, because you said, oh, I got a lot to say on this topic. I am curious as to anything else you'd like to add to this, since I took us in that weird direction.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I do think I could give 100 sermons on this, not that any of them would be sermon worthy, but just the idea of, you know, having childlike trust and what things we can trust, you know, that we can trust that God is with us. We can trust that he knows us. We can trust that he loves us. We can trust that he never changes. You know, we can trust that, that he is going to go before us. All of these things that I know and I've seen in my life, and that really, that's it. Just that I want to, you know, give testimony to that truth in my own life. And I know it can be hard for people who are like, you can't see God. How can you trust something you can't even see, right? Or, you know, there's all these bad things that happen in the world. Why should I trust a God that would let these horrible things happen? And so those are big topics. But just this idea that as I have learned to trust God and have childlike faith, I think I always picture like when my babies were like in my arms, and you know how they just look at you with just complete, like you are their everything, right? And because they can't do anything without you. Just that idea that like God holds me in his hands and he's completely trustworthy. Not to do what I want him to do necessarily. That's not how God operates. But I can trust him with my heart and with my life. And so that's it. I mean,
that's all. Okay. Just start with your life.
Okay, just that.
Yeah. So I think I want to end this bit with, obviously we end with a Vaya con Dios, but we've been practicing it. So I still challenge everyone to go out, go like when you're done listening, or maybe while we were talking, you were thinking of sometimes in the past where God proved himself trustworthy to you. Or even if you didn't think it was God, like what times in your life have you been through some really rough patches and you have faith in humanity or faith in, you tell us where there are reasons that you have built trust. You know, Jackie and I share a Christian faith, and that's where we get this contemplation of God being trustworthy to us. I was going to go ask another question, and now my brain just
escaped
me. But that's our Vaya con Dios for the week. Oh, I know, is that I had a friend sharing some really tough stuff with me recently, and this kind of goes back to many of our other topics of how we show up. But I want you guys to remember that that what we're or consider, I guess, consider is that what Jackie and I are saying here is that God is, earlier I said Emmanuel, God with us, right? But when we look at the world and we're like, but there's crap happening everywhere. That's like baloney. How could all this terrible stuff happen? And like to good people or whatever, and you know, how does this stuff happen? And I thought about it, like, God is our friend. And so I was trying to tell her, like, you're my friend. When she was sharing this difficult stuff with me, I was like, I'm your friend, but there's nothing, not that God couldn't do anything, but like, I can't fix your situation. I can just sit with you in it. And we've talked about this in our grief. When we talked about grief, we've talked about this through all sorts of different, coming alongside friends and encouraging one another, is that all we can do is like be next to each other. But that's how God demonstrates his friendship to us here in this broken, terrible world, and his love for us, is that he sits with us in it. And I think that's what I'm saying. And I think that's what Jackie's saying too, is that when we look back and we call upon God, the Bible says over and over again that no matter what, God will not leave you nor forsake you. He never leaves your side. And even when you're going through the crap storm, not right. in the Bible, that language is not in the Bible, by the way. I believe they use many other terms like miry clay, difficult, whatever.
Miry clay.
Yeah. And like, I'll offer this to like, just try it out. Just try and experiment, everybody. Try an experiment of calling upon God, like, really, God, this God of that Stacy and Jackie claim is there. Where are you? And I'm going through this crap. Where are you? Yeah. And I give it a try. Ask, do an experiment. I don't know. Maybe I'm full of baloney. Who knows? And just see if you feel the presence of the Spirit of God. And so I'm going to pray that right now, that awesome. God would send the Holy Spirit, right? There's this Trinity, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, to dwell among us. He sent this Holy Spirit to dwell among us. And God, I just pray for everyone who's listening right now,
yes,
that they would feel the Holy Spirit with them. Emmanuel, that you are God with us. We ask you to show up because we can't see you. And it sometimes seems insane to pray or to trust, have childlike faith in something that we cannot see. So God, prove us wrong. Show up. And so I pray that everyone will via con Dios, and quite literally that the Spirit will come and wrap you all up, and that God would prove himself trustworthy for you.
Amen.
Amen. All right, everybody. Vaya con Dios.